in the middle of this remarkable letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to each and every one of us, which is the Mechaber's way of bringing us into the Sefer, into the Avodah of His Parados. So we're on page Memhei, in the middle of the page, Daluch HaBini. Page Memhei, in the middle of the page. If a person didn't hear the first part of the letter, the second part of the letter, it's a little bit funny, not without the first part, but let's go forward. Daluch HaBini. You should know, my son. Any chofetz klal l'shmoye ketrugim v'rinunem mo'isim mekatrigim achafetzim lodun oischal akav chayvim. Hashem is writing to each and every one of us because we're going to learn through the Sefer that when it comes time for His Bardus, there's always that, or there's often that thought in the person's mind, that call, that voice of Amalek that's saying that Hashem is Baruch is not interested in hearing from a person like you. There are all kinds of ketrugim and renunim, negative thoughts that come into our minds, that when a person wants to be alone with Hashem and talk to Hashem and be honest and to be open with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to develop this kesher, there are going to be these ketrugim that come from inside a person's head, from the Amalek inside the person's mind. Ketrugim and so on. So Hashem is saying to each and every one of us, you should know. Hashem says, I don't want any chafetz klal l'shmo ketrugim v'rinunim mo'isim akatrugim achafetzim l'onos chav chayvah. Hashem says, kivyochel, about Himself, I'm not interested in hearing any of the negative things about you, what others think about you, or even what you think about yourself. And all of the, there are going to be all kinds of ketrugim. Achafetzim l'onos chav chayvah. There are many reasons why in your mind, and perhaps in the minds of other people, you're unworthy of sitting down with me, spending some time with me. And you're unworthy of my listening to you. It's all kinds of ketrugim. So Hashem says from the beginning, I want you to know, not that there isn't a time for judgment, there's din, there's a yom hadin, and so on. But right now, you're coming here to talk to me. I'm not interested in any of this negative stuff. I'm not interested in hearing any of these me'osim makatrigim, that are going to judge you in a negative way. The tzaros v'yisurim, that you're chaser shalom, that you're chayiv, to go through difficulties and suffering. Last taras panim, that you're supposed to go through a hester panim, that I should hide myself from you. Ani kar lecha. Right now, I'm calling out to you. Bo. Come. Hispayes v'hisratze imi. Let's make up. Let's talk. You know, the closest moshul that we can get to this, of course, is a husband and wife. So there could be all kinds of dinim that are going on between a husband and wife. In this fight that's taking place, there's a quarrel between the husband and wife, and she has a list of certain kafchayvas that this guy's guilty of. There are things that her husband is guilty of. And he has all the ammunition to fight back and show that she's the one that has all kinds of problems, all kinds of issues. And this can go on for a long time between husband and wife. This can go on for a long time between people. These ketrugim, being down the kaf chayva, and so on. But when a person comes, even let's say the wife comes and she says, and you know that this is also what you did and this is also what you did. And the husband says, you're 100% right. I just want to tell you how much I love you and I want to work this out. So then it's an amazing thing. Every married person knows this because there's no such thing as a married person. Maybe they have stories of Ayalvin, who knows? Nobody knows what goes on between a husband and wife, even by big tzaddikim. There are always going to be quarrels, there are going to be fights. And it's amazing how quickly that list of all of the chiyuvim, all of the chayvis, all of the crimes that were committed, how easily that list is thrown up and put into the garbage the second that someone says, I just want to be mefayis with you. I want to make up with you, and I'm sorry about everything that's happened between us. And then when you look at the list of all of the crimes, it looks almost silly. Because as long as there's a wall between the husband and wife, there's a wall. So then all the person, each one can see on his side of the wall, he did this, she did this. He did this, she did this. But the second there's an avira, one of them begins with an avira of pius, of appeasement, of reconciliation. Then the ketrugim and the chiyuvim don't mean anything. The ketrugim, all of the accusations, all of the crimes. Not that they're not going to have to be dealt with. Of course they're going to have to be dealt with. There are things that are wrong that need to be repaired. They can be fixed in a healthy and normal way. Conversation, therapy, whatever it is. They need to be fixed. It's not that they go away. But b'shas ma'isa, when there's a time of his baidados, then those things don't mean anything. In light of the pius, the appeasement, and the ahava that's in the air right now. And that's the time of his birth. This is a murdika time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the person, are there issues? Yeah, there are issues. But I'm not listening right now. I'm not interested right now in any of these things. All of these things I'm not interested in. And he called Chaboy his payes v'his ratzimi. I'm calling out to you. Let's work things out. Let's make up. And he ordered and Hashem says, I promise you, I'm going to be Daniel Kavschus. I'm going to be Daniel Kavschus. That's why we're going to learn that the time of his birth, this is an unbelievable time of tshuva, of mechila, of kapara. Akash Baruch Hu, if a person is honest enough to come and to be misbaited with Hashem, that awakens in Akash Baruch Hu such a kavschus for that person. Arachem alecha, such rachmanis. And that's how it is between a husband and wife. Emechal v'achap alecha. I'll find a way, it'll work out, we'll work this out. I forgive you, I'm Daniel Kavschus, it's okay, and we're going to work it out. That's the avira of his baidus. That's the avira of his baidus. Between a husband and wife, between a parent and a child, and between a Kadosh Baruch and a person. And I already told this to you, that I'm prepared to do this with you through the Novi Yeshaya in Perek Mem Gimel. Saper ata leman tzedak. Saper ata, talk. Talk to me. Saper ata. Saper, talk to me. Leman tzedak. And if you talk to me, leman tzedak, then you will become justified in my eyes. In other words, I will be Daniel Kavschus. Saper ata leman tzedak. The worst thing is when they're not talking to each other. It's the worst thing, not talking to each other. He's angry. He has all kinds of tainus. She has tainus. It's the worst thing. Saper ata leman tzedak. Bo saper nas kol ma she'over alecha. Hashem is calling out to each one of us. And he's writing in this letter to each one of us. Saper nas kol ma she'over alecha. Tell me whatever it is that's on your mind. What the things that are hurting you, things that are bothering you about me, about how I run the world, about your life, about things that are going to talk to me. Tazbir loma asisazais. And explain, talk to me about why is it that there are things that you do that are not besaided. To be honest, talk about why you're doing things that are not besaided. Don't hide anymore, stop playing games. Ech yecholta lahamreis hispi. Explain to me why did you go against me. Why did you rebel against me? Talk to me about it. Tevakish mechila, and ask for forgiveness. Slich v'chapar. Oz, and if you do that, if you just talk to me, straight, honest, and ask for forgiveness, oz, kishiyavo ha-mekatrigim, then if the mekatrigim come, the prosecuting angels, the Makatrigim come, Shiavo Makatrigim, they want to get you in trouble. You did this, you did this, you did that. Oymelham Luchuladarkichem. Hashem says, I'm going to tell all of these Malachim, all of these Makatrigim, get lost. Get lost. Luchuladarkichem. Ukrabarilai. What are you coming to talk to me? He already came. Hashem says to these malachim, he came to ready on his own. He wasn't, he's not, you don't have to come talk, tell me what he did this, he did that. He came to talk to me himself. And he was meratzim, he appeased me, he spoke to me, he explained to me, he cried to me, he asked for forgiveness. He really came to me. And he was begging me, he was talking to me. Hashem says to these makatrigim, you don't have any rishus to open your mouths. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Lodun lakatrigalov, to say things, dinim, kitrugim against him. Page mem vav. Dalucha, Hashem is writing to us. Sapra at laman titztok, ani atdikoscha. You don't have to have, you don't have to hire an expensive lawyer. You don't have to have anybody defending you. Hashem says, "Ani atzdik, talk to me, be honest with me. Ani, I myself, ani atzdik oischa. I know better than you know the different disyanis that you've gone through. I know better than you know how hard it is for you to do things the right way. I myself, Hashem says, I myself will be daniel lekav schus. Ani atzdik oischa." I want to be down your kafskos. I want to show that you're good. I'm going to take away all of your avers. I'm going to make them all disappear. You don't need anybody working for you. I'm going to do it myself. Dalucha. And Hashem says, Gam im yu chato'echa kashonim, even if your avers are really bad. Like red, deep, dark red, like blood. Even if you've done such terrible things. Hashem says, I wrote those words. I'll make them white. Like snow. And I will tell you myself, if you come talk to me about these things, I will tell you myself that I have erased this, the cloud of your sins. And all of your avarice like a cloud that has dissipated. So Hashem says, did you ever see how it could be, in 1 minute, it could be so sunny out, the sun is shining, and then in a second, all of a sudden, there's that cloud that makes such a darkness and covers the light of the sun? At that moment, it seems like everything, the whole world is dark. Like I spoke about on Purim with the eagle. It looks like everything is dark. And then all of a sudden, a wind comes from above and scatters the clouds. And the clouds are pushed far away. And then the sun, the light that I created, to shine upon the world, berachamim, zareh is shining, meyer, illuminating, mechamim, and warming everybody that's standing under the sun. Dalucha. Hashem says, you should know. Zu han hagosi ki chanun verachem ani. This is my mahalach. This is how I do things. Because I'm chanun verachem. Gam im chatosu pashatav li, even if you've sinned against me, im uchacha tis oire loshev, like if you have a ruach within you, a ruach, to come to talk to me, to be honest with me. Hashem says, if there's a ruach, there's a little bit of a ruach that's pulling you back to me, eshlach ruach mimarim, I will send a big wind. I will send a big wind from here, shetefazah, that will scatter, will tenakes ha-shamayim, that will clean up and purify the sky, mikol avion, in your life, from all the clouds. We call chetu pesha from all of your sins. Oz techazene einecha ba'or ha'eloki azarech me'ebucha. And then you'll be able to see that light of Elokus that is shining in you, that was darkened by those clouds, by your aveiros. B'soichi chen nishmascha, within your neshama. Yedei ani sheyesh lo chachshash. And now, I know all of these things are going to be by Richis in the Sefer. Yadani sheyesh lecha chashash. I know what you're thinking. Did you have a chashash? I was talking to a person who's learning in yeshiva, or someone who learns a lot. Safek shemenache b'meichacha. There's a safek, there's a doubt that you have in your head. Ulai eitzah zu hibitul zman. Maybe this eitzah of his baidus is a waste of time. Bitul tayr. A waste of time. Bitul tayr. You've heard people say that. You feel like I could use my time in a better way. Achda, you should know. And this is from the Kadmaim, he brings from the Charedim, we're going to see it inside in the first pair. Achda, kai hisbaidudus mo'ila l'nefesh, that hisbaidudus helps a person's soul, is mo'ila l'nefesh, shivasayim min halimud. 7 times sitting and learning Torah. He's not suggesting, God forbid, that we not learn. But for the person who's worried that he's wasting time from his learning because of his baidus, the Sefer Charedim says b'shem ha'arizal. If anybody would like to argue with Arizal, if you have a Rosh Hashiva that would like to present his different opinion to the Arizal, you can go to Svaz, you could go to the care of the Arizal and say, I disagree with you. We'll see it in the exact lashon. Shivasayim and halimud. How could that be? How could it be that his baidus is shivasayim and halimud? Talacha, it's Chazal taught us. The tachlis Torah, tshuva masam tayvim. The whole tachlis of learning Torah is tshuva masam tayvim. There are many people that have forgotten that. That the whole tachlis of learning is to come to Hashem, is to return to Hashem. Tshuva masam tayvim. It's the whole tachlis of learning. Atfila shen yonahu, lizkais lekaimis atayrim. And in his baidus, through his baidus, and that his karvus to Hashem, your Torah is going to be a different. Your Torah is going to be a different Torah. It's going to be a Torah that brings you closer to Hashem Yisbarach. It's going to be a Torah that fulfills the tachlis of your life, not just to make you somebody that's smart and can say over a fancy pilpul. Adrabba, you'll be a person that learns Torah for the reason that the Torah was given to us. As a means of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch, getting closer to me. Lulamad is HaTorah L'chapeh says, nice in HaTorah. You're going to learn Torah in the way that it was intended to be learned, as a means of finding and connecting to the one who gave you the Torah. Not just some interesting book to learn, but to find the nice in HaTorah. He tachlis hakim l'uv d'lamayis yishumash l'amartah. Which is the tachlis of all that you're learning. The tachlis of learning is tshuva masam tayyum. Your Torah will be completely different from Torah. The way that you learn, if you're a person of his baidus, that the way that you learn Torah will be no longer the way that you learned it in the past. It'll be Torah that will be just with all of the intensity and all of the excitement, but it will be Torah that you'll be learning for the reason that I gave it to you. Uv de lamaisa, which is tshuva masam tayvim, and because of this, alor amur chazal, levai she yispalu adam kol yom kulay. Halavai, if a person will be able to daven all day long, doesn't mean not to learn Torah. In halavai, if a person would understand the nekuda pnimis of what it means to talk to Hashem, or what davening means, then the rest of his time, the rest of his day would be. Every mitzvah would be l'man Hashem. The reason that we got the mitzvahs, not just to be potter from the mitzvah, and all the learning would be for the sake of dveikus b'Hashem. That's lo bitul zman yeshkan. That's not a waste of time. Lo bitul zman yeshkan. Lo chaval klalo klalo l'zman hazeh. You shouldn't think for a second that's chaval al zman. That it's chaval that I wasted this time. L'kach noitza hazman. Time was created for this. Time was created for this. Yofa sha'achas b'tshuv ma'asam toivim mikol chayi ilum haba. Chazal say that an hour, that time of tshuv ma'asam toivim, that time that you spend remembering your tachlis in life and being dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mikol Chayil Haba. And what is that Shah Achas? Zuhi Hashah. That Shah Achas is the Shah Achas, that hour of his Baridus. That Yofa Shah Achas, which is a Shah Achas that's honest and real, of closeness to Hashem, Shuv Masim Toivim, that's the Shah Achas. You know, in the Haggadah, we already start talking, it's already Erev Pesach, it's time to talk more about Pesach. So we say in the Haggadah, we had seen Hashem Lekeinu, that the Baruchel took us out. And they say in the Haggadah, Lo Yedei Malach, Lo Yedei Sarav, Lo Yedei Sarav, Lo Yedei Shaliach, Hashem sent you out from Mitzrayim, it wasn't with a Malach, it wasn't with a Sarav, an angel, it wasn't with a Shaliach. L'Kash Baruch Hu B'Chvoy Deva Atzmai. L'Kash Baruch Hu B'Chvoy Deva Atzmai. Hashem is Baruch Himself, that's what we say in the Haggadah. Lo yidei malach, lo yidei sarv, lo yidei shaliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu v'chvoydu v'atzmai. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'loy acher. It's a little bit of an edel of art, but the person has to understand that when you're learning and you feel good about learning, let's say you learn something, you're learning a Blat Gemara, or you're learning a Sefer, and it was good, and you got it, and you accomplished something. It's very, very, very beautiful. You did a huge mitzvah, and you feel like you were masliach. Sof kol sof, that haslacha that you're feeling came by way of a malach, of a shliach. You know the Gemara is the Rosh Tevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Oviel, right? So you're feeling like an Ish Mutzlach, you're a successful person, you're feeling excited about learning because Abaye and Rava told you something that you understood, which you enjoyed. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had something good to say to you. And you understood Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Not only did you understand Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, you understood Rashi and the Tosfos, looked at the Rambam, and looked at the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and you really understand this machlokes Abaye and Rava. And Abaye and Rava are proud of you, and they're putting their arms around you, and they're saying, "Hitzlachta hayom, you had a good day. It was a good day in yeshiva. You understood." Abaye and Rabbi saying, you understood what we were telling you, you understood our disagreement. Hislach, you were matzliach. That's good. Everybody wants to hear Abaye and Rabbi say you were matzliach. No? What could be better about that? Well, let's say at work, you worked hard and you finished up a project at work, and you're feeling that, you know, you feel good about yourself. This was something that was an accomplishment, and you feel good about yourself. Maybe even your boss tells you, Tov asita, you did something very good. Shkoyach is very good. All of those hatzlochas in life, sof kol sof, those hatzlochas, are hatzlochas that are brought to you by way of malachim and shluchim. Abaye and Rava said to you, Shkoyach, Shkoyach. Your boss told you, Yashakoyach. That little part of yourself that's called the ego told you, you did a great job at work today. You did a great job. You're the best. You're going to be the head of the department. Who knows what? You're going to take over this whole company. Whatever it is, you're the best. Besides, these are all good. These are good words. These are encouraging words. And you deserve them. But all of these things that you're hearing from shluchim, from malachim. You're hearing from seraphim, from malachim. His burdus is different. That shah achas that someone might tell you it's a waste of time, that shah achas, that time that you're sitting, that shah achas they sing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that shah achas is a time of ani Hashem, ani hu lo v'lo acher. It's me directly telling you something. All the hatzlacha that you feel learning the Gemara, that's great. And that hatslacha that you're feeling is coming to you through the shluchim called Abai and Rava, through Rashi and Taisus. And it all comes derech those shluchim. But when you're learning about Gemara and you're shakua, you're immersed in the machlokes of Abai and Rava, sof kol sof, you're meeting these two great tzaddikim, Abai and Rava. And you're meeting Rashi and you're meeting Balei Taisus. And that's very exciting. And it gives you a very, very big lift that you have the schus to sit in the presence of Rashi and Balei Taisus, or the Rambam and the Ravid. You're sitting together in the room with the Rambam and the Ravid. It's a gewaldige thing. You have every reason to be proud. You have every reason to be excited. And we do when we learn. We feel that way. Now you're thinking, that's what he's wording here, you're thinking that, yeah, but you know, how would I give all of that up to spend a few minutes by his Boidadus? And the Baruch Shalom is saying, you were excited to sit with Abai and Rava. Nachon? He's saying, yeah. You were excited that your boss told you you did a good job. Yeah? Yeah. You were excited to be in the same room with the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, right? You were excited about that? Yeah. But I don't rate the Baruch Shalom. You're not excited to be with me in the room. All the other things in life that we do, even in Yiddishkeit, you're doing a mitzvah, it's gewaldig, a mitzvah. And every mitzvah creates a malach, right? Chazal told us, you do a mitzvah, somehow it makes a malach. Whatever that means, it's a beginning. You do a mitzvah, it makes a malach, it's a gewaldig thing. And all those malachim, ki malachim, yitzhar malachim, shmorcha b'chol drachav. All the malachim that you and I create during the day, with our learning, with our mitzvahs, all the malachim, it says, ki malachim, yitzhar malachim, shmorcha b'chol drachav. These malachim will go with you and protect you throughout the day. Even when you go into the grave, when you walk the maze to the grave, right? When you walk in the maze to the kever, what do you say? Ki malach, yeshu b'seis yom sesh. Ki malach, yitzarmach. The shmorcha b'chol, you did a lot of mitzvahs during your life. These mitzvahs created malachim. These malachim are now protecting you from the mekatrigim, right? And we're going to bury you and go away all the bid, all the ketrugim. Ki malach, yitzarmach, and shmorcha b'chol, drachacha. It's a gewaldig thing. Even when a guy is being taken to be buried. But 15, 20 minutes of the day to go to someplace quiet and to sit with Hashem himself, not with the malach. Lo yedei malach. Lo yedei sarv. Lo yedei shaliach. Ani Hashem, ani huv, lo yachem. That's what it says, not good. Ani Hashem, ani huv, lo yachem. For that, the person doesn't have time. Akidekach is their yitzhara, the thing like this. And even big people could talk like that. That's a waste of time. The Gemara is a shliach. The mitzvah is a shliach. It's something that Hashem Baruch Hu sent into our lives as a way to bring us closer to Him. Allah has kama v'kama if you're sitting with Him. Anihu v'layacher. I'm sitting with you by yourself. Not with anything else, just by you. Just the two of us alone. Anihu v'layacher. Lechem Oini, Matzah. What's it called? Lechem Oini. So Chazal tells us two reasons it's called Lechem Oini. It's a poor man's bread. Lechem Oini. And Lechem She'oinim Elov Dvarim Hardly, right? Somehow you eat the matzah and you tell the story. Lechem She'oinim Elov Dvarim Hardly. The Inyan of the matzah being Lechem Oini, is that the Baruch Shalom loves pshitas and tamimas. The Baruch Shalom, this is the Maharal's whole explanation of Lechem Ayini, which we learned over the years, that an Ani, a poor person, doesn't have anything else. We're talking about a real Ani, not like nowadays. A person who has mamish nothing. Mamish nothing. We have people like that, Nebuch, in the world also, but someone who has nothing else. This person who has nothing else, in his life, he has no malachim that are helping him out, no serafim, no shluchim. He has nothing else. He only has the Baruch Shalom. The matzah is called Lechem Ayini. And that comes, that Lechem Ayini, even if a person, you see, he's a rich person. A rich person can find all different ways of being mesameach himself. Through all kinds of shluchim. How? Let's say this rich person has a swimming pool. So he's mesameach himself by going swimming in his pool. Why? This rich person comes to the house, it's like a palace. He's mesameach himself with his marble tiles, with his paintings. Whatever his mishagas is, he's mesameach himself. He's got carpets hanging on the walls, he's got carpets on the floor. He's mesameach himself with the patio that he's got leading out to the pool, and there's a tennis court over here. He's mesameach himself with a million things. He has all of these malochim and srafim and shluchim. You understand what I'm saying? He's mesameach himself with the intermediaries, the things that Hashem gave him. It's not his own. It's not his own. Before he knows it, he's going to be online over there about a Gechebe Kaddish also. It's not his own. Kimalochi v'tzavolach. It's a gelech. He's going to take a swimming pool over there. Kimalochi v'tzavolach. All of those things are things that you have, that were given to you by Hashem Yisbarach. But Hashem Yisbarach himself is called lechem oini, is called matzah. Lechem sha'oin lo dvarim harbi means that it means his boydedus. It means davening. Lechem sha'oin lo dvarim harbi. An oni has nothing except the words that he speaks to Hashem. He has nothing else. He only has Hashem. Have nobody else. He doesn't have the food to be mechai himself, the clothing to be mechai himself, the house to be mechai himself. If he's, God forbid, it could be he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have children, doesn't have nothing to mechai himself. And then this poor person who has nothing, sits by himself. He doesn't have a house. Doesn't have barely a shirt on his back, and he sits by himself down. And he gives a krechs and he says, Rabban Shalom, can I talk to you? I want to talk to you. And he says, the Rabban Shalom says, now you're talking. Until now you're talking to your pool. You're talking to your wife. You're talking to your stock, your profile in the stock market. It's not called profile, I don't remember. Yeah? Is there a word like that?
Portfolio.
Portfolio, yeah. Portfolio. You're talking to your portfolio in the stock. You're talking to that's who you're talking to. And that's Mesameach you. You come into your house, you say, hello, marble tiles. You make me so happy. The Shlub next door doesn't have marble. He's got a wooden floor. I have marble tiles. And you go your whole life with Shluchim, with Malachim, with Shrafim, with Chayas. But the Baruch Shalom says there's such a thing called lechem oini, matzah, pshitas, tmimas, chav garnish. I have nothing. That's how you come to this body. That's why it's lechem shon lo dvarim harbi. Kol ha'marbe l'saper. You could start to talk. Then you could start to talk. The rich person thinks he's got a lot of things to talk to and about. The poor person doesn't deceive himself anymore. He doesn't delude himself. He has nothing. That doesn't mean the person, God forbid, has to become poor in order to be matzadik. Doesn't mean that chas v'chalila. But this is what he's talking about. You're worried about wasting time. There was a guy that I used to know. He moved someplace far away. He used to tell me that one of his greatest pleasures in life. Listen to this. If you're listening, you might. I think he said, I still listen. I still haven't forgotten. This is an Irish guy, so listen carefully. I hope you don't do this anymore. He said, one of the greatest pleasures in my life, he likes to go with his wife shopping when she goes shopping for her clothing. He likes to go with her. And she comes out from the dressing room and she models the outfit. And I said, why are you telling this to me? Why would you want to tell me such a thing? This is his happiness that he has. He goes shopping with his wife. Goes and sits in Bloomingdale somewhere. And he waits for his wife. He sits over there with a daf or something, and until his wife comes out and she models in front of him. This is his Simchas Chayim. What is that? He's mesameach himself with such things. Yeah, you have to go. You have to go shopping. You need to go shopping. You have to go get something from the store. You go to the store. This is what a person. And for that, it's not chaval al hazman. For that, you have time. No? You have time. Get yourself a hammock in the backyard. and you have a thing that could reach over to the barbecue, you could flip the burgers while you're in the hammock. You have such a thing. You don't have to even, you have an extended burger flip, I don't know what they call it. You don't have to even get out of your hammock. You have it. Mom, what could be better? The burgers over there, you're flipping the burgers, you have your children, you have your Anacliffe running around. Ah, your wife, even though she's already 65, 70, she still looks like she's only 55 or 60. And you're like, everything is gewaldic. What can be bad? And you're flipping a burger while you're lying there in your hammock. For that, you have time. And the Rebbe Shlomo says, but Philippe, for me, you don't have time. Forget about the 15-minute shacharis. Forget about the 30-second shemoneh esrei. Your for shacharis, the true masam tov, the whole tachlis of being in this world is what? Ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo acher. That's the whole tachlis. The whole point of mitzvahs ha-shluchim, that the Rebbe Shlomo sent us to bring us to him. Every mitzvah is the Rebbe Shlomo pulling us. Every piece of Torah is the Rebbe Shlomo sending us a piece of Torah. And he's saying, no, come to me. Every single piece of Torah is the Rebbe Shlomo pulling us to him. So you could sit and you could learn 5, 6, 7 hours. That's great. It's a huge mitzvah. The biggest mitzvah in the world. It's gewaldi. But you don't have 15 minutes to spite of this. And the Rebbe Shlomo says, bo yini, sheva chaderech, bo ani, sheva tzad daber. Talk to me. Sit with me a little bit by yourself. Chaval al-azman. Chaval al-azman. That person doesn't have time. Yofa Sha'achas Zuhi Ashah. This is the Sha'achas. When Chazal said, Yofa Sha'achas Tshuva Masam, this is the most beautiful hour, is an hour of Tshuva Masam Tovim, his Bardus is the Sha'achas of openness, of honesty, of having a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Tachlis that we came to the world. So it's, the Yitzhak could have a person learning for 7, 8, 9 hours, and saying all kinds of chedushim, being in the room together with Rashi and Tosis and the Rambam and the Ravid, and not one second he doesn't have to give to be in the room alone with Hashem. He's too busy. He doesn't have time for that. He's too much of a masim. He's too busy. Zuhi Asha. Ata Batuach. Nidmelucha Sheinlucha. Sheinlucha Leiv. The next thing is, you're certain. You think that you don't have a heart. Ein lecha lev. So now you're saying, okay, I get it. I'll make time. I'll give Hashem a couple of minutes. I get it. Now you're saying, but it's not, I don't have, it's not to me. I'm not that type. This is something that's beyond me. The way that Amalek, you remember the Chazal say that Amalek took the arlis, the foreskins, and was throwing them up into the sky. What was that? What was that about? You know what Chazal said, that they're making fun. They took our list, that from when we gave Brisson, they took the foreskins, and they throwing them up in the sky. What is that? What kind of inin is that for Amalek to throw that up in the sky? Because Amalek always tells you that this inin that you're talking about, it could be a choshev inin. Okay, now Amalek says that there's something choshev about this. But it's up in the sky. It's not something that's for you here in this world. Kedushas HaBris, what Amalek is trying to say by throwing the arlis in the sky is to say, listen, there is such a thing as Kedushas HaBris, but you're a bunch of lowlives. And they throw the arlis into the sky. It's only for Malachim and Seraphim, such a thing, to be holy. Human beings can't be holy. So Amalek takes the arlis and throws them into the sky to say, Zalamalamimcha, this is higher than you. He doesn't say that there's no meaning to Kedushas HaBris. He just says that's for people like, you know, that's for people like Yosef HaTzadik, that's for like the Sadi Rebbe, that's for the Ribnitz. That's not for you, Kedushas HaBris. It's not for you. It's higher than you. It's not for you. A person like you can't do such a thing. So a very strong voice that comes like that from the Yetzirah, from Amalek, it's not for you. It's higher than you. Ein lecha lev. This is for emotional people. It's for the kind of people that they like. They love to learn, you know, chassidus, and they cry over a niggin. They get all worked up over a hasbid. I'm not that type. It's not for me. I'm not a heartsick type of a person. Nidme lecha shein lecha lev. Ketaska ledaber. So he says, listen, you start talking. כשתסעק יש לפתוח הספיך בבואך אליי, לשבס נוכח בני השם, and you stubbornly open your mouth, you try, and you come to me, and you're sitting what? Noichach b'nei Hashem. You're sitting with me alone in the room. Noichach b'nei Hashem. Tira ech miskaimecha nafshi yotze v'dabro. You're going to see how you also are a person of nafshi, that your soul is going to come out. You're going to find out that you have a heart. You never davened that way. You can go your whole life saying Ashrei and Yishtabach. You can go your whole life without it doing anything. You can go your whole life like that. But you're going to see that if you misakish, that if you try hard, and you start talking in this way, in his brothers, which we're going to learn, you'll see that nafshi yotze b'dabra, nafshi yotze b'dabra, that somehow through those words, through opening up and speaking, not what they wrote in this edit, that's something else. That's a different malacha. We're going to talk about that too. That's really at the end of the sefer. How to apply all of his brothers into regular shachas. How to use that in shachas minchamar. That's the end of the sefer. But his brothers, you're going to see that nafshi yotze b'dabra, that somehow nafshi yotze b'dabra. Hanefesh teitzer, this gala that the nefesh will come out, it will emerge, and you'll find out that you're not such a heartless person, you're not such a robot like you thought, you're not such a thing, you're not a lev evan, you'll find out that you're not such a person. You could have, you know, how many times I saw this, you could have some bocher, when he was a bocher, he thought like he's a little, you know, like he thinks he's like a little Rambam or something. Kiel the Rambam wasn't emotional. You see, he was very emotional, but he thinks of himself like being like this type of a person. And then you see him slobbering over his collar or something, you know, falling on the floor in front of his collar. Just, he didn't have a collar yet, no? So while he was a bacha, he thought of himself like being like a Maimonidean, you know. He thought he was a little Aristotle or something, Lahavda. That's not for me. Emotions are not for me. It was like Mr. Spock from the old Star Trek. You remember that? I don't know if anybody. Yeah?
Sure.
Oh, that was Chashev for sure. He was a Jewish guy, the one that
played. He
came from a family. He came from a family. Yiddish was his first language. I know, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something that we used to watch a lot.
Yeah. Good show.
So, yeah. It was a very good show. So, Mr. Spock didn't have any emotions, right? That was his thing. The Vulcans don't have emotions. No emotion. So you got this guy, he thinks he's a Vulcan, except his ears are not pointed. Otherwise, he's like, you know, call me Spock. I thought your name is Shlomi. Spock. Call me Spock. Or Mr. Spock. That's how distant. Don't call me Spock. That's too friendly. Mr. Spock. Call me Mr. Spock. Interesting thing. Then you see him with his collar. Ooh. Now he's coming to talk to his Rebbe. Maybe, I don't know. My parents insisted the chasna be 2 days later than we were hoping for. I can't wait that long, 2 days. Oh, Mr. Spock. Oh, what happened to you, Mr. Spock? Look at you, Mr. Spock. Yeah, no, it's my collar, you know, you have to get married. What's the matter? Your parents say you can get married 6 months from now. Get married in 6 months, there's no rush. Why are you in a hurry? Rabbi, you know, the Bereshit made a person. Oh, Mr. Spock also has such things. I didn't know Mr. Spock had such things. It's the same with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You could be a Mr. Spock until you met him. But once you meet him, once you have a collar, once there's a relationship, then there's no more Mr. Spock. Then you find out that I think he was also half human. He wasn't a complete Vulcan. He was half human. It was 1968, I think.
His mother was human.
The mother was what?
Was human.
The mother was human. The father was a Vulcan. See? So, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem.
Ask me what I learned yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's, no. A person discovers the Itak at a heart. Like I told you many times the story of Reb Tzadik when he first met the Meshulach. Reb Tzadik was a brain. A brain. And he was also a Litvak. He came from that part of the world. He was a brain. And when he came through the Meir Shilach, the whole story, how he came there, and he was standing in the back, he wouldn't go the Meshlach, he was the famous Kohen from Lublin, and he came to Shul Shulis, but he stood in the back. You know, you have people like they do that. You always see in Shul, the guys always stay in the back, right? You know what I mean? It's in the back. I talk about that a lot. Stay in the back. Or if there's a shear, especially if it's a shear like with something in it, goes to the back. The guys, the girls were up in the front, the guys are in the back. So Reb Tzadok was standing in the back, and then it was Shul Shulis, and it was dark, and then the Meshlach was talking. And all of a sudden, there was screaming from the back, "I'm on fire, Rebbe, a fire, a fire, a fire." It was Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok. Nafshi Yotze B'dam. Reb Tzadok HaKohen's heart was found. And when he came in to speak to the Meshulach, and he spent hours after Shabbos talking, so I heard this from Reb Shlomo Freifeld, he heard from some, I don't know where he heard it from, but I remember hearing it from him, that Reb Tzadok said to the Meshulach, "I don't have a heart. I'm a brain, I don't have a heart." And the Meshulach said to him that you have a heart, but you have to be malavir. You have to enhearten it. You have to draw it out. I'm going to help you, said, "I'll help you to draw out your heart. I'll help you." Nafshi yotze b'dam. So if a person goes whole life davening, and he says things like, "Davening doesn't work for me. I went to so many classes on davening. I know every pshat in the siddur." The only thing is, it's always what? A problem. A malach, a sarav, a shaliach. Never ani Hashem, ani hu, v'lo acher. His burdus is, ani Hashem, ani hu, v'lo acher. There's nothing else here. Ani Hashem. No telephone, no husband, no wife, no kids, no nothing. Ani Hashem, ani hu, v'lo acher. It's a different parish. It's a different world. Hanefesh teitzer, tisgala. He teitzer v'halem. You thought you didn't have one. L'gili, b'dabrek, shetabrek, kishetadabre lai. In this letter that Hashem is writing, speak to me, force yourself, work at it, follow these guidelines of his brothers, and work on it. You'll see. You already made up your mind. You don't have dibur. I have nothing to talk about. Especially if a person is doing this for a while. Ein lecha dibur. When somebody is just starting off, ein lecha dibur. There's nothing to talk about. Ein lecha dibur. I don't know what to talk about. And that's why it's so interesting. We've discussed this many times over the years. You know that there are people that when you meet them outside of shul, they don't have anything to talk about. But when they're in shul, they're talking with people all the time. It's a strange tofah. You know what I'm talking about? It's very strange. The people like outside, they're very shy and reserved. But in shul, you can't get this guy to stop talking. It's a funny thing because you're in that place where you're supposed to be finding diburim to say to Hashem. And the neshama knows that this is, and you feel uncomfortable being in the shul like that, and you can't, and it's very, very hard to run away, to hide, because the Aron Kodesh is over there, and you're in the shul, so you want to talk, but you don't know how to talk to Hashem, so you just talk to everybody else, you don't talk to Hashem. There are people who, when they're in shul, they talk to everybody else, but they don't talk to Hashem. When they're outside, they talk to others, then they don't talk, they don't have that much to say. But when they're in shul, they have so much to say to other people, not to Hashem, because it's a place we're supposed to be talking, but he's like, "I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say." You think ein lecha diburim. Aval lo yadat es ha-pasuk, mi som pel adam. But you know what it says in the pasuk. Mi som pel adam. It's also a Pesach de Kiyah pasuk. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't talk. I don't have it all. Hashem said to me, "Son Pelada, what do you mean? Who gave you a mouth? Halonech, Anochi Hashem, I'm the one who gives you that. You try. I'll give you a dibur." That's what the Meshulach was saying to Reb Tzadok. You try, and I'm going to give you, you have a heart. You have words. You just try, and I'm going to help you bring them out. I'll help you bring them out. Halonech Hashem, hadiburim heim vayipach ba'apa nishmas chayim. It says the beginning of man's creation, when man was created, Hashem breathed into man a living soul, and the other Mishnah Chai, and man became a living being. And Ukla says, Ruach Mamalu, a speaking being. I gave you that Ruach to speak. Shetov Eilai, and if you come to me, Shetis Akesh, Loi Lazav is a yeshiva Neichem Bnei Hashem, and you don't let go. You come to me, and even if you don't know what to say, it's hard for you, but you sit down with me. Just sit down with me. Neichach Bnei Hashem, just sit down with me. Tira Ekshem is Kaim Bechab Bari Nifsosayim. You will see that the pasuk of that I created the lips, you'll see that you'll have words to say. I created Nifsosayim, meaning the utterances of the lips, the expression. La'at la tag yishadibur menem shacha. And you know what? It's an amazing thing. Slowly you begin to feel, well, where did I get these words from? You begin to realize that Hashem is helping you speak. You don't even have these words. You don't even have these words. Hashem is helping you. You mamas could feel that Hashem is helping you with words. They come from a deeper part of who you are. When you sit before me, just try to feel, you're coming to be with me, have a feeling, a longing to be with me. And for a moment, think about with an honest way, talk about and feel the busha, feel the a little bit, you know, the embarrassment, a lot of the embarrassment that because of the things that you've done in your life, and anava, and humility, but don't run away. Don't run away. Tosim alibcha lefnei mi ata yoshev, remember who you're sitting with. L'shema ata nimtza kan, and why you came here. Targish alibcha, the next page. Misaira, you're going to feel if you do this and you persist and you keep up. You keep it up, I tell you, one time, two times, three times, you're going to feel your heart waking up. You're going to begin to feel a tremendous rachmanis, like the Alter writes in Tanya, but the Nefesh HaLakis, a tremendous rachmanis that you feel for your Nefesh HaLakis. A rachmanis, you feel bad for yourself. You feel a rachmanis on your neshama, you feel a rachmanis on Elokus, on the Nefesh HaLakis. Tzar, charata, you feel tzar, you feel anguish, charata, regret, ke'ev, alashirasisa for the things that you've done, and you've schlepped your nefesh al-kis into all kinds of crazy things, you brought your neshama with you into all kinds of crazy things. Bad gagum, nefloim, l'skaivalai, and at the same time you're going to feel tremendous gagum, longing to get closer to me. Tizkal, ovin, mahi, azakamavis, ahav, and aharis, l'shtu, you're going to begin to feel, shalom, achsad, jashim, that love is more, is so powerful, it's like, rivers can't extinguish the love. You're going to feel all of a sudden tremendous ahava, and the wellspring will begin to flow. Halev, the heart, haregish, apnimis, shabayimak nefesh, will begin to come out. You should know that I'm helping you with that, because you came and you're trying. I'm helping you to find those words inside of you. You have them. I'm going to help you find them inside of you. And I put these words in your mouth. I'm helping you. And when you think about this afterwards, you'll realize that you didn't have this. You didn't have these words. You didn't know how to say these words. And you'll realize that you didn't plan these words. You didn't plan them. You didn't write a script for this. Heim einim shalcha. You should know that they're not your words. They're not your words. I helped you to open up, and I'm giving you these words that you should be able to say these words. Heim shali. Ani hu v'lo acher. Lo ayde malach. Lo ayde shaliach. Ani Hashem ani lo v'lo acher. V'mat neschinim, a gift to you. Azoy v'skol asecha. Asakach. Leave all the stuff that you're doing. Tenatek atzmecha mihakol. Detach yourself from everything. Boy, ami b'chaderecho, come into my room. Boy, shev lefanei b'chedem yuchad b'chedei shetia boided mikolodem. Sit in a room, away from everything, by yourself. B'chedei shetia imi bad b'bad, to be alone with me. Shin yasham rak aniva ata, just me and you. K'shurim b'chad k'tira, bound together with one knot. Ish loizul asa, nobody else. That's why it says when the Kohen Gadol went, lifnav on Yom Kippur, the pasuk, the Gemara d'Ashnas in the pasuk, that he had to go in by himself, not even with a malach. No angel went in with him when he went in. when the Kohen Gadol had, nobody's allowed in. Nobody's allowed in. No malachim were allowed in when he went in the Kohen Gadol. No, nothing. Anihu, ani Hashem, anihu v'lachim. Teitzei, im yeshchei avshavos, teitzei chutz liyishuv, malkom bay ha'olim le'oisek b'redif achuk havliel. If you're able to go someplace, not just in a room, but go someplace where it's nice, out into a place where it's quiet, where people are not busy doing things, where it's not busy with everything going on, quiet place, not with all the havli ha'olim. Tizak min ha'am is libchan scream. Ovi shabashamayim, tzu yeshua, segerali, yapaydi, ahavi, mashi, achazdi biyadi. Heveso isi lahecha lecha. Rabbi Shalom, for some reason, somehow, I'm here. It means, Rabbi Shalom, you're the one who redeemed me. You took my hand and you brought me back to you into your holy place. You brought me back to you, because why would I, like we were learning last week, how did I end up over here sitting in front of this sefer? How did I end up thinking about wanting to do this with my life? Because Hashem brought, you brought me here. Ona al tazveni l'olam. And I'm asking you, don't ever leave me again. Al tazveni l'olam. Shafti elach. I've come back to you. Chaskeni v'amtzeni, strengthen me, give me strength. Zakeni shi'es shafti v'beis Hashem kol yimei chai, that I should be a Jew that's sitting with you my whole life. Lach z'v'naim Hashem l'vak v'echol. Zakeni l'dovka navshi acharecha. This is what Hashem is writing, that you could be brought to this feeling of dovka navshi acharecha. The David Allah said that my soul is attached to you, can't leave you. Tzom alocha navshi, karam alocha basari. V'ani kiris l'kim li toiv lo'oilam. I'm sending you this letter, your father, Avicha Avrachman. This is a letter from Hashem's book, teaching every one of us. Avicha Avrachman. It's an invitation. It's an invitation. And we have to be careful with this invitation. Not like with most invitations, they end up someplace you don't even know. You know, oh, I'm sorry, you're getting married tomorrow. Oh. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, it's an invitation. No, those invitations. There's an invitation that you have to keep with you all the time. This invitation. This is the invitation to the sefer. Next week, we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn a little service, a letter from one of the big tzaddikim of Breslov in Poland that was killed by Kiddush Hashem in the Holocaust. Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, we'll see a little bit something from him. And then we're going to get ready, Mitzvah Shem, Parak Aleph.